Jaya Rama Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Jaya Rama Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Gopijana Balabha, Jaya Giri Varu Radhe, Jaya Giri Varu Radhe, Gopijana Balabha, Jaya Giri Varu Radhe, Jaya Giri Varu Radhe, Yasoda Nandana, Jana Ranjana, Yasoda Nandana, Jaya Vrajana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Banachari, Dayo Kunja Vihari, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Manacharinaya Kunjaviyade, Jaya Kunjaviyade, Jaya Randa Madhava, Jaya Kunjaviyade, Jaya Randa Madhava, Jaya Jana Parabha, Jaya Giri Varu Radhe, Giri Varu Radhe, Jana Parabha, Jaya Giri Varu Radhe, Jaya Giri Varu Radhe, Yasoda Nanda. Jaya Vrajajana Nandana, Yasoda Nandana, Jaya Vrajajana Nandana, Yamuna Tira Manachari, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Yamuna Tirabana Chari, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Randa Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari, Randa Madhava, Jaya Jai Om Vishnupad. Paramahansa Paravatakacharya Satishi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananana Bhaktivedanta Goswami. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Kailas Thakur Ki Jai. Param Sai Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijaya Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopika Padmanabh Swayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavan Kijai Mathuram Kijai Jagat Goswami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya. Utale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi. Gauravani Bacharani Nivrasesa Sunyabadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So, Veena, are we ready to go? Let's see. This is one thing is that when we do this thing on the internet, the people should not follow Indian Standard Time. They should be on time. Let me call her up. Otherwise, we'll just have a class and they'll have to schedule it for another day. Because I'm not going to bend to someone else's time schedule. Just one more phone call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. Gurudev, we are trying to log in, Gurudev, using another.
Oh.
You would not unmute.
Are they there yet, or are they people?
Yes, Gurudev, there are people here.
Okay, so can you put your camera on, or? You're still logged in.
Camera is on.
But I can't see anything.
He's in New Carolina. Yes. Sorry, Gurudev. Your god brother is here as well.
Which one?
Ashraya, Bhagwat Ashraya.
Oh, Bhagwat Ashraya. So he's doing the fire sacrifice?
No, he's unmuted here. Tirtha Prabhu is doing the Yajna Prabhu.
Oh, he's doing the Yajna. All right, so let it. So can you turn on your camera so I can see, so we can see and we can get started?
Sure. Gurudev, I think you can see Ram Gopal. I think we have logged in through Ram Gopal.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
That's us there.
Ram Gopal.
Okay, if you could unmute us there, Gurudev, I can put on myself mute here because phone signal is not that great.
All right, hold on a second. I will. Ram Gopal, okay. I'll unmute him. Okay, he can unmute himself now.
Yeah, now.
Yes.
Vidhi Prabhu, Guru Maharaj, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay, so I'm going to mute.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is us, Guru Maharaj.
Okay, you ready to start?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Okay. So, only one person should be on Zoom. Everybody else should go off Zoom. Just Ram Gopal.
Because it's feedback.
Okay, so let's get started. We got other people watching, and they're getting impatient, and I have a little bit of time. So who's the priest?
Sumit Guru Maharaj Tirtha Gauranga Das.
Who is that? I can't see the priest.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Here, Tirtha
Gauranga Das. Oh, good to see you. I wish I was there in person. Okay, so why don't
we have everyone here?
why don't you do the initial purification, you know, and then I'll give the lecture and the names.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj.
I actually have limited time. I only have about 45 more minutes, so.
Okay.
For those of you watching, this is in Sydney, Australia.
You have to bring your actual one.
Yes. When you are ready, sit down.
I take water.
Rumble with your mouth.
You have actual
one. I take water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm changing it.
Yeah. Sit down and do the Achman.
You lost quickly go and change yourself. Just Maharaj, just 1 minute, Ram Prabhu has run to change his dress.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you ready?
Not yet, Maharaj. We can do little kirtan.
No, it's in a hurry.
Well, you're using up the time. If you do a little kirtan now, then I won't have time to give the lecture unless you get started right now.
You can't get started. Just okay. Through the lecture. Just through the lecture.
Yeah.
While you get everything else ready. Maharaj, just start the lecture while they get everything ready.
Can't he just do the purification? The Om Pavitra Pavitrava Sarvavashtam Gatopiva.
Just waiting for Ram Prabhu to come.
No, they're waiting for Ram to come.
He should be there for the lecture.
Yes.
Sorry, Gurudev, it's been very scattered and disorganized.
That's all right. I'm accustomed to Indian Standard Time. But I'm on a different schedule. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Maybe I'll read from my book. Okay, while we're waiting, I'm going to read from my book, Realizing Our Empathic Nature. And I'm going to read from Tolerance, which we're learning right now. So, to be able to feel and express compassion, tolerance is essential. One of the first lessons Krishna gives us in the Bhagavad Gita concerns tolerance. Matra sparshas tu kontiya sitoshna sukadukada gaba ma payino nityash tamsa tikshasya bharata. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course of are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O son of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. So tolerance is a preliminary step in the development of compassion. All living beings are part and parcel of Krishna. They are our brothers and sisters. Understanding this, we can make a conscious effort to become humble, tolerant, and loving towards others. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapiladev describes the saintly qualities of a devotee as follows. Titikshava Kurunika Surida Sarvidei Nam Ajata Satrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhabhushana. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. And Prabhupada explains, a sadhu is described above as a devotee of the Lord. His concern, therefore, is to enlighten people in devotional service to the Lord. That is his mercy. He knows that without devotional service to the Lord, human life is spoiled. A devotee travels all over the country from door to door preaching. Be Krishna conscious, be a devotee of Lord Krishna. Don't spoil your life in simply fulfilling your animal propensities. Human life is meant for self-realization or Krishna consciousness. These are the preachings of a sadhu. He is not satisfied with his own liberation. He always thinks about others. He is the most compassionate personality towards all the fallen souls. One of his qualifications, therefore, is karunika, great mercy to the fallen souls. While engaged in preaching work, he has to meet so many opposing elements, and therefore the sadhu or devotee of the Lord has to be very tolerant. Someone may ill-treat him because the conditioned souls are not prepared to receive the transcendental knowledge of emotional service. They do not like it. That is their disease. The sadhu has the thankless task of impressing upon them the importance of emotional service. Sometimes, devotees are personally attacked with violence. Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Haridas Thakur was caned in 22 marketplaces. And Lord Chaitanya's principal assistant, Nityananda, was violently attacked by Jagai and Madai. But still, they were tolerant because their mission was to deliver the fallen souls. One of the qualifications of a sadhu is that he is tolerant and merciful to all fallen souls. He is merciful because he is the well-wisher of all living entities. That's Srila Prabhupada's purport. And now continuing with my writing. It's important to learn how to tolerate and avoid thinking that those who satisfy my senses are friends and those who do not satisfy my senses are enemies. When we think in terms of friends and enemies, only certain people will be the objects of our empathy and others will not, simply because they don't please our senses. That is not Krishna consciousness, but self-centeredness. Prahlad Maharaj's teachers were attempting to teach him this concept of friends and enemies. He rejected these distinctions as being demoniac. Unfortunately, most of us have not rejected this dichotomy yet. There are, however, specific situations where it is not appropriate to tolerate certain behavior. For example, one should not tolerate blasphemy of Krishna or his devotee or physical violence. That intolerance is actually spiritual because it is out of love rather than frustrated lust. If we hear someone say, Krishna originates in the Brahman or he's impersonal, it generates anger because one loves Krishna. And you can express that anger, but properly, philosophically. That type of anger arises from love for Krishna. It is not frustration. It is love. Okay, are we ready now?
We are ready.
Okay, everybody seated down, is seated around the fire or around the arena?
Yes, Maharaj, yes. Yes.
Okay, so why don't you do the
Yes, we have just done the Archvanim. I'll chant this mantra now. Everybody repeat after Om. Abhavitra, Pavitrova, Sarvavastam, Gatopiva, Yadismare, Pundarikaksham, Sabaya, Abhyantara Suchi, Sri Vishnu. Now we'll put the Kanthi Mala around. Mataji, yes, you come. Okay, Mataji.
You want some, your friend to put it?
No, you do it. And would you like to do it or?
No, you do it.
Kanthi Mala, this is actually Tulsi Mala, which will signifies that you are devotees of Krishna and will protect you from the Yamadha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Krishna. On the projector, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine on there, but it's just on the projector.
Yeah.
That's all right. You can
just
see me.
Second,
increase the volume on top of the laptop. See on the side.
Yeah.
Just increase the volume there. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. You can hear my
I can hear myself.
I can hear.
I'm getting an echo because someone else is using Zoom too.
Is anyone else using Zoom?
No.
Okay, it's okay now. But only one person in the room should be on Zoom, you know, one device.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're ready for the lecture?
Yes.
I have to do it from there.
Just do it. It worked good.
What is it?
Nobody can hear or see.
Yeah.
Technology sometimes is not friend.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, I'm on the screen now?
Yes. Yes.
That's very good. Bigger than life. Okay. So ready for the lecture?
Yes.
And everyone can hear me clearly?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so Om Gana Timidandasha Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur and Minitam Yena Tasmai Shigadave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So today we are celebrating Harinam initiation. There's different types of initiation that Srila Prabhupada instructed us about. And the first one is Harinam initiation. The second one is the Gayatri initiation or Brahman initiation. And there's also sannyas. And so we're not worried about the sannyas initiation right now. So these ceremonies that we're performing are called samskaras. And the word samskara is quite an interesting word. It generally means impressions. Now, what we're talking about is impressions on the soul, impressions on the subtle body. And there's other samskaras that are performed as a natural progression in one's life. There's the name-giving ceremony, there's the garbhadhana samskara, and finally, there's the antyeshti samskara, which is the funeral ceremony. So what these samskaras are for is to create an impression of Krishna consciousness in our hearts. At least the Krishna conscious samskaras are for that purpose, so that we can fix our minds on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as part of this initiation samskara, the participants are making certain promises or vows. Now, in cultured society, when one makes a promise or a vow, one sticks to that vow regardless of the circumstances that may arise. And sometimes in this regard, I give the example of Grandfather Bhishma. And we all know the example of Grandfather Bhishma, who made a vow basically to support whoever was the king of Hastinapur, and he wouldn't take the king's place, and he wouldn't get married, and he wouldn't have any children. And so he stuck to that vow. Now, whether he should have stuck to that vow or not is another question, which we're not going to deal with right now in this particular discussion. But in any case, he was sticking to that vow, and that sticking to the vow is known in the Bhagavad Gita as dridhavrata, firm determination. Vrat and vrata, they mean vow. So firm determination to stick with one's promises. And that firm determination actually comes from the mode of goodness. And of course, if one is a pure devotee, it comes from the mode of transcendental goodness. In the material world, we also see people with firm determination from the mode of passion, but that firm determination comes from the desire to make money, to acquire material things. And that firm determination or desire usually degrades to the mode of ignorance. Whereas the firm determination to be Krishna conscious and follow one's vows actually takes one out of this material world into the realm of the Supreme Personality of God and the spiritual world. So at this particular point, the devotees who are taking initiation are making vows for the purpose of serving Krishna, for the purpose of transcending this world, and for the purpose of serving His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada's mission. Because we understand that one makes spiritual progress, or one gets the mercy of Krishna, by pleasing the pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So all of us, regardless of whoever we've been initiated by, and of course I'm initiated by His Divine Grace of the Prabhupada, and you're all, the two of you are taking initiation from me, but regardless of who initiates us, our business in life as members of Srila Prabhupada's society, disciples or grand disciples, is to please His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. And by pleasing Prabhupada, we know that Krishna is pleased. And when Krishna is pleased, we get mercy. I mean, everyone's interested in mercy and blessings. And many times I go to people's homes and they say, please give me your blessings, Yashivat. Please give me your blessings. And really, if they want my blessings, of course, Srila Prabhupada's blessings, which are actually more important, then they have to satisfy His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Someone asks me, you know, what would make you happiest, my dear spiritual master? I would answer very clearly that what makes me happiest is if Srila Prabhupada is pleased. Because my happiness, my life is dedicated to pleasing His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And in order to please Srila Prabhupada, there's several different things. Of course, there's the basic foundational principles, which everybody who takes at least first initiation is vowing to follow. And those principles are, of course, the four regulative principles, which I think you all know about. No meat, fish, or eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. So these principles bring one to the platform of being a human being. They don't really bring one to the platform of being a devotee, but they're necessary. In logical language, we have two words, necessary and sufficient. So necessary means that you have to do them, but they don't guarantee that you reach the highest platform. And sometimes I give the example of one who goes to the airport. Of course, in better times, where pre-COVID times, we would fly a lot. Not without an airplane, but we would fly. So we would go to the airport. So it's necessary if one wants to go somewhere in an airplane, that one would go to the airport. I mean, that's obviously necessary if you're going to take any sort of commercial airplane. So, but it's not sufficient because many people just go to the airport to work or to go shopping or whatever else they do at the airport, or just to park cars if they work in the car parking area. So, but it's necessary to be there. But if one actually wants to go somewhere, you have to get in an airplane. So the four regulated principles bring you to Krishna's airport. In other words, it brings you there, but you got to do more than that. And of course, the most important thing in taking off, using this metaphor, and going back to the spiritual world, is to chant Krishna's name. I mean, obviously, you know, we're called the Hare Krishna movement because we teach what? The chanting of Hare Krishna. And the chanting of Hare Krishna is Yuga Dharma, Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishna Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vananai He, Hare Purvartana. That's Bengali from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we're teaching primarily the chanting of Krishna's name. And the reason we're teaching Krishna's name is our primary practice. Because Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shudyad Shuddha Nityam Mukta Ubinatvam Namanamina. Because Krishna is the same as his holy name. And when you chant Krishna's name, as Prabhupada would sometimes say, Krishna is dancing on the tip of your tongue. In other words, you're associating with the Lord, and because Om Pavitra Pavitra Va Sarva Vashtam Gatopi Va Yaksmaret Pundarikaksham Sabaya Avyantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu, that you become purified by that association. Just like if you associate with something impure, you become contaminated. Krishna also mentions this in the Gita. He says, Karanam Gunasangasha Sarasad Janmajonishu, that we're contaminated in this world because of our Gunasanga, association with the modes of nature. But by associating with Krishna, we become purified. So that's the primary activity that we have, is chanting Krishna's name. Now, there is a methodology to chant Krishna's name and make rapid advancement. And there are different ways that we can chant Krishna's name. Of course, I understand Lord Chaitanya says there are no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy names. And Chaitanya is referring to hard and fast ritualistic rules. In other words, with Vedic rituals, there is always a time, place, and circumstance for doing them. For example, if someone does the Gayatri mantras, they're supposed to be done at specific times of the day. You're supposed to sit in a specific way. You're supposed to hold your thread or hold your fingers in a specific way. But with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Niyamena Tishtan. There is no hard and fast Vedic rule. You can chant anywhere, anytime, day, night, inside, outside, whatever, winter, summer, full moon, no moon. It doesn't really matter when you chant. However, there are rules for chanting that are determined by your consciousness. These rules, of course, are mentioned by the acharyas, and generally we speak about this during initiation. And Srila Prabhupada, he would oftentimes, or practically every time when he was giving initiation, mention these rules, the restrictions. Now, in doing anything, especially chanting the holy names, there are certain restrictions that if one follows, one will advance quicker. And there's also positive injunctions. So first we'll talk about the restrictions, since Srila Prabhupada mentioned this during every initiation. First restriction, or let's see, offenses to be avoided, to be more specific, is to avoid blaspheming the devotees of the Supreme Personality of God, of those who've dedicated their lives to serving Krishna. And that means in any religion or any spiritual path, those who believe in God or are theistic, those personalities should be respected. Not only should we not blaspheme them or hurt them in any way, but we should serve such personalities. As Lord Rishabhadev says in the Bhagavatam, Mahatsevam Ahuravimuktes, by serving the great souls, one gets Krishna consciousness. So this is a very important injunction. There's a positive side and a negative side to it. Positively serve the great souls. Negatively don't blaspheme them. Don't hurt them. Serve them. So, and then the second offense mentioned by the acharya, specifically Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others, and His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, is one should not consider chanting the Hare Krishna mantra or chanting the names of the demigods to be equal to or independent of the chanting of Hare Krishna. And we understand the demigods, they're all servants of Krishna. And by chanting their names are actually positions, like if you say Indra, Vayu, or any of these other names, they're positions. So one doesn't make great spiritual advancement by chanting the names of these demigods. In fact, chanting the names or serving the demigods can be compared, as Srila Prabhupada did, to bribing a government official, which is not allowed. It's actually against the law. It's even against the law in India now. You can get in trouble for doing this. So one should not think that the names... In fact, when it becomes a prashandi, if one thinks like that, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudraya Daivata Samit Vayanaiva Viksheta Sapa Shandi Pavetra Dhruvam, one becomes a pashandi or an atheist. And so the next offense, well, to be avoided, of course, is the blasphemy or the disobedience of the order of the spiritual master. Now, the spiritual master is actually helping connect you with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's the compassionate manifestation of the Lord and of the disciplic succession. And so the injunction is tadviganartam sagunameva abhigachet. One must accept a spiritual master and serve the spiritual master. Samit pani shrochyam brahmanishtam in a very humble way, listening carefully and not deviating from the order of the guru. And the guru gives orders according to time, place, and circumstance, understanding the specific situation or psychophysical nature of the disciple. The next offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. So obviously, we don't criticize Vedic literatures. We don't criticize any literature that ultimately leads to the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if the literatures happen to be very preliminary literatures, like the Western scriptures. Ultimately, they bring one, if one follows, because Prabhupada will often stress this, especially with the commandment that they have in the Western world of thou shalt not kill. When Prabhupada talked about this, he criticized those who are following these other religions for killing animals and eating animals. So, but one should not criticize these scriptures. There's a purpose for them. There's a purpose for the Vedic literatures that even advocate material upliftment, because this advocation of material upliftment by preliminary Vedic literatures is meant to ultimately bring people to the point of accepting a higher authority or accepting the existence of the Lord. So the next offense is to consider the glories of the holy name to be imaginary. And obviously, they are not imaginary. As I mentioned before, Krishna is 100% there in his holy name. Next offense is to give some perverted interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. One can actually give the proper interpretation, like the Acharyas mentioned, that the word Krish means to attract, and Na means, it's short for Ananda, also means to negate the material miseries. So that's a spiritual understanding given by our Acharyas, but one should not speculate upon the meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And basically one should go by the meaning given by the Acharyas. So next offense is to commit sins on the strength of chanting. Of course, by chanting Hare Krishna, gets rid of all karma. That's good. But if you think you can go on committing impious activities, which are called vikarmic activities, such as breaking the regulative principles, and chanting will enable you to escape the reaction, that is not good. Sometimes Prabhupada would say that's the worst offense. Of course, Prabhupada would often say different offenses were the worst offense, such as the first offense, which is blaspheming the devotees of the Lord. So the next offense, which is the eighth offense, is to consider the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the names of God, to be like a ritual. And just like in our Krishna conscious movement, we do some rituals, like you have this fire sacrifice that you're going to be doing right now. You also have, we wear dhotis, we have put on tilak and all that other nice stuff. And these are good because these are connected with Krishna. These help us remember Krishna. All these different rituals are important. However, the chanting should never be compared to anything else other than itself. It's described that even if one compares the chanting to 1,000 Ashwamedha sacrifices, one's an atheist. So, in other words, when you chant one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you're doing much more than all those kings did when they were performing all these Ashwamedha sacrifices. The next offense to be avoided is to preach the glories of the holy name to those who are faithless, to those who are envious, to those who will criticize. What that means is before you start speaking to people, you should understand who or whom you are speaking to and adjust the presentation accordingly. As it often is said, don't throw pearls before swine. And the last offense is basically to not have complete faith in the holy names or the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments. And of course, it's not offensive to have material attachments, but one should be gradually trying to get rid of the material attachments by praying to Krishna. Like Lord Chaitanya advises us, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram, Patitamam Vishame Bhavam Bodo, Kripya Tava Pada Pankaja. Stita duli sadrasam vachintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I fall into this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please fix me up as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So this is how one should pray. So that's the 10th offense. And of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that one of the another offense, which he considers to be an overriding offense, which is inattentive chanting. So this is a really difficult one to overcome. And usually when people ask me, how can I overcome inattentive chanting? I say to them, you should have a sankalpa. That means an intention. When you start to chant, you should think, why am I chanting? What is the purpose of this chanting? And focus on that. Should be some spiritual purpose, obviously. Like I am praying for the welfare of others. I'm praying for the welfare of my children. Like with me, I have to pray all the time for the welfare of my disciples. You know, that keeps me busy all the time. So so one should, or praying to please Krishna, to please Prabhupada, to please one spiritual master. This is very important because it's described by Srila Rupa Goswami that alolyam or intense hankering for something spiritual, obviously, is the cause of advancement in devotional service. We talked about the offenses, which were negative, but there's positive things too to think about. And positive injunctions, you'll find some of them in the Nectar of Instruction, such as Dadati Prajagrnati, Guyam Akyati Prichati, Bhunkte Bhojyate Chaiva, associating with devotees, giving prasadam, accepting prasadam, giving gifts, accepting gifts, revealing the mind in confidence to confidential devotees, and helping other devotees. These are different methods, loving exchanges with the devotees, because when you please the devotees with loving exchanges, then Krishna becomes pleased. And this is actually the secret of spiritual advancement, to please Krishna's devotee. So that's how one makes rapid spiritual advancement, by avoiding the negative and doing the positive. And if you really want to be on the fast track, then you will follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice. If you've done the basic foundational points, which we just mentioned before, Yare Rekatari Kara Krishna Padesh, Mari Gari Guru Kori, Tare Desh, what you'll do is try to give others Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya wanted everyone to become a guru, not necessarily in the sense of initiating people or sitting on a big seat, taking a big position, but becoming a guru in the sense of sharing Krishna consciousness. Why is that important? Because we see that we are living in a world, a material world, where people who are not Krishna conscious are actually suffering intensely, what we call existential anxiety, because they don't know the purpose of life. They are following blind people, and they themselves are blind, and they keep falling in ditches, and they don't know what's ahead of them, and they're not aware that in the next life, God knows what will happen, especially if they're performing vikarmic activities. And so it is our duty to save them. And if we just like ignore that or condemn them in our minds, that means we are basically creepiness. That means miserly people. Because if you see someone suffering, let's say I was walking down the street and I see that there was a car accident and someone has been hit, and I just keep walking by them and say, well, that's their karma. You know, everybody has to suffer from their karma. That is a horrible state of consciousness for one to be in. One should immediately rush to the aid of someone, either materially, spiritually, whatever. Obviously, I would rush to the aid of the person and chant Hare Krishna to them too. So help them both materially and spiritually. So it's very hard-hearted to say that. And Krishna does not appreciate that. You see someone suffering, someone getting ready to fall off the edge of their roof, so to speak, and you don't warn them that you're going to step off the edge of your roof, you're going to get hurt, you're doing the wrong thing. Then what does it say about our Krishna consciousness? Because as one develops Krishna consciousness, one has to develop certain qualities. And one of the qualities is Karunika. Of course, the first one mentioned by Lord Kapiladeva is Tatikshava. And the second one is Karunika, means merciful to all living entities, seeing every living entity as part and parcel of Krishna, which means that every living entity is basically our brother or sister. So if you see like that, see one underlying spiritual identity according to Krishna Gita that's seen in the mode of goodness, then you'll try to help everybody. You'll take care of your own Krishna consciousness first, and then secondly, you'll be interested in helping others and dedicate your life to helping others. And this is what pleases Krishna most. Krishna in the Gita states this very firmly. He says, one who teaches this Bhagavad Gita to others is most dear to me, and there will never be one more dear than he who does that. And also Srila Prabhupada has commented on that many, many times. One time a devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, we want the dust from your lotus feet. And Prabhupada said, if you want the dust from my feet keep moving. So you have to run after me as I'm preaching. In other words, you have to follow in Prabhupada's footsteps. So everyone, Prabhupada expected every one of us to somehow share Krishna consciousness with others according to our capacity. You may be like Hanuman in your capacity, or you may be like the spider, which Hanuman criticized when the bridge to Lanka was being built. It doesn't matter. But Krishna sees how much of your capacity you're using to please him in this particular way. And that's a trick on how to become Krishna conscious. Not simply a trick, but it should be in your heart. You know, how can I help these suffering people? I myself have been given the greatest gift by his divine grace to the Prabhupada. And how can I help others get that same gift? And the more you give, the more you have. It's not like material wealth. The more you give, the more you have. So today, the devotees are making these promises. And as we said before, this is within ISKCON to serve as divine grace to the Prabhupada under the guidance of myself, the spiritual master, who is Srila Prabhupada's representative. But ultimately, we are all servants of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. There's nothing else in our lives other than that. And of course, you take care of your regular necessities, but the goal is to please his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. So with that in mind, we want to give the names and have the two devotees who are taking initiation take their vows. So let me, you can unmute yourselves now. I gave you permission to unmute so I can hear you. Okay. So first Ram should come up to offer obeisances to Prabhupada, the deities, and myself. Who is gonna give Rama's beads, which I sent to you previously?
Bhagavata Sarai Prabhu will hand the beads to Prabhuji, and then Mataji can hand over to Mataji if you.
Okay, good. Okay, so did you offer obeisances?
And you.
All the men have names and all the women are Mataji. Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you a few questions, Ram. What are the four regulative principles?
One of them or all of them?
Look at the
all of them. Look at the all four.
Prabhuji, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling, and no meat eating.
Okay. And for those who are from Fiji, it also means no kava. I don't know. Okay. So, and how many rounds do you chant every day?
16, Guru Maharaj.
16 minimum. And Akadasi, we try to chant more. That's up to you. But
sometimes 20, Maharaj, but 16 for sure.
16 for sure. So whatever, you know, on Akadasi, it's always good to spend more time chanting if you can. Obviously, you have other responsibilities too. All right, so you can get the beads. And your name, as you're getting the beads, I'm going to give you your name. Tell me when you got the beads in your right hand. You got the beads in your right hand. Bhagavata Shri can give you the beads. Your name now is Raghava Pandit Das. Raghava Pandit is an associate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhagavata Shri can actually tell you some history about him later on, because I'm sure he's familiar with Raghava Pandit. Okay, so you can sit down now. And Hina, you can come up and do the same procedure.
Yep.
Offer obeisances. Prabhupada, the deities, the spiritual master. Okay, Vinod, so what are the four regulative principles you're promising to follow?
No meat eating, Guru Maharaj, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and no gambling.
Okay, yeah, no meat, fish, or eggs.
No. Pure vegetarian, Guru Maharaj. No onion and garlic either.
As medicine, those things can be taken as Ayurvedic medicine if the doctor prescribes them. Sometimes people with heart condition have to take a little bit of garlic for their blood pressure, but none in the food. No onions or garlic. And so how many rounds do you chant a day?
I do 20 rounds a day, Guru Maharaj, and more on Ekadashi.
Very nice. All right, so someone should bring the beads up to give her with her right, getting her right hand.
Sarvamangala Mataji is handing over the bead, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, very nice. So your name now is Veda Vadini, which is the name of Srimati Radharani. Veda Vadini.
Veda
Vadini. And maybe Bhagwat Ashraya can write it out for you in with the diacritics. Vadini. V-A with a long A. Dini with a long I. Veda without any diacritics. Veda Vadini. Devi Dasi Ki Jai. Very nice. So you can sit down and have prayer sacrifice. So you all have my blessings. I have to go now. I'll let you have the fire sacrifice. All glories.
Thank you.
All glories to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai. And those who are watching us from other places, we'll have a regular class tomorrow evening at the same time, because it's not evening for all of you. So congratulations and my blessings to everybody. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I'm going to go now. How do you go?
Thank you, Maharaj, so much for the sacrifice.
How do you go? Jai.